Warning, this podcast has stories of real-life events and true crime that happens every day. These stories may contain adult language and graphic or disturbing details not suitable for everyone. Listener discretion is advised. In our society, most people are content to go through their daily lives safely and peacefully. But our society is not always safe or peaceful. For that reason, some men and women answer a higher calling to defend and protect their fellow man. You probably know someone who is one of these people, or maybe you are one of these people. The ones who see and do the things most people would never want to. These things are sometimes heroic and beautiful, but often they are horrific and terrifying. It's these things they don't share about with other people. It's these things they carry with them, so you don't have to. But when they get together, they talk to each other about them. And they call these stories war stories.
Well, enough about soda. Welcome to another episode of War Stories. I'm Tom.
And I'm John.
And we are properly socially distancing right now, just because you just got back from vacation and immediately went to work.
Immediately, the next day.
So we haven't even been able to plan or get. So we just to give John a break, we decided, okay, no guests. When we come back, we'll do an update because by that time we'll have done some locker room podcast episodes and we'll have released the two Vietnam episodes, which everybody seems to love.
Right? Yeah, nothing but great feedback about the Vietnam stuff.
Two very different men. Ken was hilarious. You know, Mark was awesome. They're just, I tell you what, we talked about it when we were done with Ken about how, not what we expected.
Yeah, for sure. Not what we expected. And I'm still, my mind is still blown about how there's two men in the same country during the same war and just like the amount of difference between their experience is wild.
Right. Well, and you think about, like, you know, people that, you know, they served, and we always, you know, tease certain friends of ours because, you know, let's face it, some people served in different places during Afghanistan and Iraq. Yeah. And so they had totally different experiences, you know. Sure. Not everybody steals the duty-free liquor from the Baghdad airport like Pete.
In Saddam's palace, yeah.
That's right. So that's been why we're separate. So next episode, we'll have the locker room come out Thursday. This episode will be coming out Monday. And we have a good topic for the locker room. Hopefully you'll be with us, John, for this one. And then we've got some stuff lined up for the regular war stories for the next kind of set of stories and whatnot that we're going to be doing. This is kind of, we figured we'd catch up, right? We'd just play catch up a little bit. We've got some emails that I want to get to.
Yeah, no, I just kind of went off the grid for a little bit. Just got away from everything and work, which is great. And when I mean off the grid, I mean no service, no TV, no nothing. And it was absolutely amazing. I kind of hoped the world was burning down when I got back, but it was not.
So at least not enough.
I'm back at it. Yeah, no, not enough. But yeah, for sure going to be a part of those, the
locker room.
Locker room. Yeah, for sure part of locker room. Sorry, I got back from work. Weird.
I know, right? Well, this is literally from your, you know, you come home from vacation, you go to bed, unpack, go to bed that day, and then go to work the next day, and then you've been working every day since. Is your first day off since you got back from vacation, and our first time off that we've been able to sit down and talk.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? Regardless, so I heard nothing but good things about the locker room podcast. I know I was reading through, once I got back, I was reading through a lot of the comments and messages that we were getting that I missed out on. And they just went on and on and on about the QAnon stuff. And I was like, damn, people are loving this. Great.
Yeah. Well, so I thought we'd get into some of the messages.
Sure. Yeah.
So first we'll go, since you brought it up, we'll talk about the QAnon messages, because some people did not know how to take that. And some people were like, thank you for talking about it, and it explains a lot. And then some people were like, wait, what? What is this? Time out. I have to go look this shit up. And well, then
there's only three types of people, and it's the people that don't know, and then they're like, whoa, and then they start looking at it. It's the people that know and refuse to believe it. And then, in my opinion, there are the people that believe it. Maybe not all of it, but you know, a good majority of it or chunks of it. And it's just almost so far-fetched in some ways that they don't want to talk about it. So they get excited when people do talk about it.
Right, right. And that it's funny, you know, even Scott was, we had talked about, like, he didn't want to throw his, like, weight or opinion behind any one specific thing. We just wanted to discuss all the craziness that, you know, comes along with this, and that you hear and that you're trying to figure out. And so this is where we'll get into some of their messages. Derek is from North Carolina, and he says, I was listening to part two, the P's and Q's episode. When it got to the part about dumbs, I was curious. Now, for those of you who heard that episode, the dumbs were the underground military base tunnels, right? That, there's a theoretical system of tunnels beneath the United States that connects all these bases. And one of the theories that is part of the QAnon movement is, as Scott explained, is that they have been trying to fill these tunnels in. And that's why we've been getting weird earthquakes. They tried to do it with seawater. They tried to this, that, and the other thing. So this guy, Derek, emails us and he says, I got curious about the dumbs, and so I looked them up, and there is a dumbs map on Google. There's a hub right around Sparta, North Carolina, which is right where we just had an earthquake last Sunday, and it was the first one in 100 years.
Coincidence? Who knows?
So I'm like, oh my God, what? Wait, what now? He's like, yeah, first earthquake in 100 years. And I live in this town where there's supposedly this, you know, hub of all these different tunnels. And I'm going, oh God.
Wow.
Oh,
he for sure went down the rabbit hole then.
Well, yeah. I mean, he looked up the freaking map, and then he figured out that his town was right on top of some of this stuff. Oh, okay. So let's start with the fact that the first episode that we did, part one, I just put QAnon, because that's what we were talking about, as the title, right? And if you look at the second one, I changed the way it was worded when I typed it just to see what would happen. So when I actually typed the title of the episode for the first Locker Room Podcast, part one, about QAnon, I put Q space A-N-O-N, QAnon. And when I uploaded the video to YouTube, which happens automatically for our audio-only podcasts, so I didn't do anything. The podcast sponsor did it, right? And YouTube added a disclaimer below our video that was a Wikipedia page link explaining how QAnon is a far-right conspiracy theory detailing a supposed secret plot by a deep state against President Donald Trump. Wow. And I went, dude, if you post a video about the Kennedy assassination, if you post a video about 9/11 was an inside job, if you post a video about Ruby Ridge, if you post a video about Arkansas, if you post a video about Bohemian Grove, they don't put warning labels on them. And then all of a sudden, this video gets an automatic warning label that I didn't ask for. So when I posted part two, I changed it and I spelled it C-U-E. And then I put the letter A and then an N and then a zero and then an N. So I didn't actually write QAnon, just to see what would happen. No warning labels the second time.
Wow. That's so crazy.
Right. So but,
you know, what's funny about the, some of the, I mean, the, some of the things that you just like, all those things that you said, you know, at some, in some way, shape or form, or in, down some road, that falls back onto topics from Q. And
right.
I find it interesting how none of those have labels and then this one did.
Right. It was just very, I don't know what to make of it, but I found it very interesting, I guess would be the best way to say it. The PT shorts and the Ranger panties that we threatened to make, they are made. And let me tell you, these things right here, these are the most comfortable things you will ever own. And I believe you all remember, John has a special relationship with Silkies, going to combat wearing nothing but them.
That is absolutely true. Waking up to 50 cals and mortar rounds going off, throwing on a vest in some Ranger panties and a helmet, and went to town.
And I just, if we have a listener who likes to do art, I want to do a caricature of John in a Mitch helmet and a flak jacket and Ranger panties and his combat boots, freaking holding a freaking M203 in one hand.
On over myself, just trying to get on the line.
Right. So.
No, that's legit. These shorts are legit.
Yeah, so he doesn't even have his yet. I was going to see you tonight deliver them, and it just wasn't working. So, but the sweatshirts, the update on that was we got them all out. Finally, we got them all in, got them sent out, and then, dude, COVID had like a 2 or 3 week delay at the post office, even going across the country, right? So I'm getting people hitting me up. Then one poor bastard who's been hitting me up, Tim. God bless you, Tim. I offered to replace it because he couldn't find it. He's like, everybody else is showing delivered. I can't find mine. Poor bastard. The dog grabbed the package and ran with it into the backyard and started tearing it open.
What?
Yeah. So he finally finds it a day or two later in the backyard. And so I told him, I typed him back and I said, oh dude, if it's damaged, I hate for you to wait this long to get it all messed up. Just, you know, post a picture of it, tag us in it, and we'll send you a new one. And you know, and he's like, no, it's cool. I washed it and it's all good. It's tough as nails, you know? So.
Oh, nice. Cause I saw, I think in a moment of where I had service, I did see a post where someone was wearing one.
Yeah. So that was, people, starting to send us, pictures of their things. So, so let's see, we've got that covered. We've got, the Ranger panties and the PT shorts covered, which, I can tell you right now, you don't want me to stand up, but I'm wearing them right now. They're the most comfortable shorts I've ever worn in my life.
Don't do that.
The other thing, we did, we've jumped on kind of randomly and played Call of Duty Warzone with the listeners, but the other night we had an organized, like, John got back into town. It was like you had finished unpacking and you're like, I can get on for a little bit. And so we jumped on for like what, 2.5-3 hours maybe.
Yeah.
And we posted on the Instagram what time we'd be on, and you guys showed up. We had people there wanting to play, and then it was like a 12-year-old kid at one point.
I mean, anything ranging from 12 years old all the way to, well, probably like, I don't know, 30s or whatnot, but it was still cool because we were just rotating people in and out, and we were getting to meet a lot of cool people. And then who was it? Was it like, I think the first person that we added to the group?
He dissed his friends.
He goes, well, no, yeah, he dicked his friends, but then, okay, maybe it wasn't him, but there was another guy that got on. Oh, okay, hold on. I'm mixing two things up. Let me just tell you this about the whole Warzone thing. So even though we did do that, I think right before I went on vacation, I had hopped on just for whatever. And I remember playing with some guy on the regiment, because when I'm on, even by myself, I'll still try to get people on off of the list we've created.
Yeah, sure.
Keep adding to. And the guy, some guy looks at me and he sees the clan tag, you know, War PC. And he goes, oh man, how did you find the podcast? And I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, yeah, he's like, I mean, how often do you listen to podcasts? I saw your thing. And I was like, oh dude, I'm John. And he kind of was like, what? Like, that's cool. Like, your name's John. Great. Like, how did you find the podcast? I'm like, no, dude, I'm one of the hosts of the podcast. He's like, what the fuck? Are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, dude. And so anyways, it's cool. It's cool. So anyways, yeah, we were rotating people in and out.
But no, that's the same kind of thing. That one dude was like, he ditched his friends and he, all of a sudden he, you know, we sent him the invite that it was his turn. And I think he was the first dude and he jumps in and he was like, is this you guys? And I'm like, oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. He's like, yes, you guys. And I'm like, yeah, dude. And he goes, oh, I totally ditched my friends to come play with you.
So yeah, that that's cool. And what I'm starting to see is too, you know, when I'm not playing and if the console's on and I'm not playing, I'll just kind of look at it. And I could see people that have never met each other in real life before, but now they're, you know, they're connecting on this, like this platform, you know?
Right.
And right. It's cool. It's cool.
Becky, if you're listening, she's loving the podcast, but I offered to, cause she, subscribed through Patreon or subscribed and got the Salty Veteran. So she gets a shirt, but, I can't tell if she wants a men's t-shirt or a women's tank top. Cause we have a few women's tank tops left. So Becky, I sent you an email, send me your size and which kind you want. But speaking of t-shirts, the new t-shirts came in and I posted pictures of those.
Yes.
I've got yours set aside, John. So I'll get them out to you this week because we got to do locker room and we got to do all this other stuff. So
yeah.
But they came out amazing.
Nice.
And you know, I want to shout out to Jesus Chris Acosta, who is the guy who did the redesign of the logo with the flag inside the circle, and he did all this stuff. So we sent him some stuff too. So
I was going to, you know, now that you bring him up, I'll just say, I've been kind of behind the scenes on the design aspect of things because I'm not really artsy in that type of aspect, but I've been like looking and reading and just keeping track of the conversations that Jesus and you, have been having and the graphics that have been going back and forth, dude. So like, yeah, but, legit work and, awesome job. And thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it. So, so the hats are ordered. And so are the morale patches. So we should have the hats available. We picked the two styles. We got solid color was one of the styles that won. Mm. So solid color black. And then the two tone, like the, almost like the trucker hat, but it's not adjustable like a trucker hat. It's a mesh on the back. And then it's like a gray. So it's black on the back and gray on the front. So those are the two, designs that won most of your votes. But what John and I went ahead and talked about and we did was we added a couple of bonus hats that we ordered in red, bright like fire engine red, royal blue, like thin blue line blue, and we ordered a couple in multicam. And then we ordered, I think, a few in OD green. So, those hats will not be available. The two hats that we decided were the ones we're going to sell on the website. Those you can buy. Once they come in, we'll figure out how much they cost and we'll get them up there. Probably no more than about $25. But they're going to be dope. They're going to be embroidered, flex fit, all that stuff. However, the multicam and the OD green and the royal blue, those are going to be like, you have to win them. We're going to use them as giveaways, like for, you know, bonus content or just hooking people up. Like, I'm definitely going to send one to our boy Acosta for all the work he's doing on the graphics for us and stuff like that. But the morale patches are going to be dope. They're going to be like 3 inches. It's going to be the new War Stories logo with the flag on the inside of the circle. It'll be the, you know, full blown rubber morale patches with the Velcro backing. So that's going to be cool. I think that's kind of the update on the merch. If you guys really like the PT shorts and Ranger panties, we didn't make them available on our website. We just made them available as like a test run, but all the girl sizes, like all the smalls and mediums, gone right away. Right. I think your wife's getting a pair because she knows, you know, these are the most comfortable freaking shorts you're ever going to own.
True.
So let us know if you want us to make those a thing. But now we have some, I'm going to go with a little bit more feedback from our QAnon episodes. These are just quick blurbs that we got because I wasn't sure how people were going to take this. Like, when you start talking about crazy stuff like this and you say, I'm not saying I believe it, I'm saying look into it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So we got, keep going on Q. This has flipped my excitement switch. Thank you and God bless. I can tell you it flipped my excitement switch too, but that's just because like I go down the Wikipedia hole and the YouTube hole on a regular, I just click down the hole.
Oh, hours and hours. Because one thing leads to another, to another, to another, yep. And then they're all connected.
Right. And hell, I could go on Wikipedia and look up Metallica, and the next thing you know, I'm reading about how Johann Sebastian Bach wrote an epic. Like, I just keep following the links, so I get sucked in really easily. And we had another gentleman who literally, I said, slide into them DMs, and so he wrote, slides in. The Q episodes made me speechless. I knew something was up, and the riots and shit are a curtain. I just didn't know what was behind them. Now I love. I got a lot of research to do, but damn, thanks for the slap. I appreciate it. And then another person just said, ooh, my eyes are opened. We'd like a part three, please. Then it says, please do another episode about Q. I'm a parent, and this should be eye-opening to every parent. Thanks so much. Which, subsequent to this one, I don't know if you saw it. Did you see the monster truck rally where the mom found a monster truck pillow? It was like a pink monster truck pillow that she bought her daughter. But the printing on the monster truck had the big heart, little heart symbol that pedophiles use to like identify, you know, like a grown up and a kid.
What?
Yeah, dude.
I did not see it.
Printed, like it wasn't a mistake. It was manufactured to have that symbol on it. Gross.
Hey.
It says, please do another Q episode. Oh, okay, so we did that one. I'm loving the locker room series and the exposure of these theories and pretty fucked up people. Please going up the rabbit hole and spreading these ideas around to wake people up. You guys rock. Now, here's the thing. This is what I talked about. For people just to get woken up to how bad child trafficking and pedophilia is and how much of it is really an underground problem. You know, your mom, John, she was a detective and she worked kiddie crimes. One of the reasons you've heard Anne's voice on the show a couple of times where she's just, you know, jumped in to talk smack.
Yeah, it's just like a little jump and then out.
Right. But she is dyed-in-the-wool hard LAPD detective who doesn't want to share stories because nobody wants to hear kiddie raper stories. And that's a lot of what she worked for a long time. So. Right. You know, if you don't think this stuff exists, talk to Ann and she'll tell you it absolutely does and a lot worse. Hell, my old home county just participated with Fresno County and I posted about it. They got like over 30 people in custody that are all on the mm-hmm. internet trying to get kids to show up to meet and greets. So it's pretty terrible. But if nothing else comes.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. Oh,
no, so, saying no, if nothing else.
The delay.
I know, right?
No, I was just going to piggyback what you said. If everyone was like, man, all these things are crazy, but at least it sheds the light on the things that are happening with children. And at least people are starting to wake up with the amount of disgusting things that are really, really, really happening all over the world. And these are all factual. Like you can Google this. It's all fact. All the kiddie stuff, it's fact. If it's at least bringing that to light, go with it.
Yep, exactly. Here's another one. See, I learned more about QAnon from the stuff you guys said, and it didn't seem too tinfoil hat. I'm not sure about JFK Jr. and tunnels and prison ships, but I definitely think there's a lot of shit going on with Epstein, and he's going to sink a lot of high-powered people. So, I mean, yeah. We all know Epstein really was friends with all these high-powered people. The only question is, how much were they involved? Right?
And I think that we'll be finding out shortly.
Yeah, right. Love the new show. Very interested in the Q stuff. So would definitely listen. Maybe if you made it its own podcast or just keep putting out episodes on this platform. So that's cool. So now we've got a couple of other emails. This one, we're going to probably have this guy on the, Matt's working on having him on the Locker Room podcast with us because Matt does all the scheduling for that. But this is a guy named Luke, and we got this, probably 2 days after QAnon part two, but it wasn't really about that. It's just very interesting. It says, hey guys, first off, I want to say that I am so glad I found your podcast. I listen every Monday and Wednesday as soon as they drop. I am the chief photographer. Oh, he says I deal exclusively with video at a local news station in Arkansas, which has become a problem in my life as I have fallen out of line with the industry. In my 5 years at my TV station, I have watched the death of objective journalism and the rise of agenda-based partisan storytelling. With the recent events regarding COVID and the Black Lives Matter protests, I have seen legitimate news stories get mothballed in order to push racially charged clickbait stories that coincide with the current political climate. It is also difficult for me to hold my beliefs that there are things going on in our country regarding Epstein and whatnot. And it is insane to me how some of my colleagues can essentially bury their heads in the ground about such topics and yet still call themselves objective journalists. I am currently on the search for a new job as I can no longer contribute to an industry that has fallen so far from the standards it once held and that actively contributes to a certain agenda of misinformation. If you guys ever want to talk about modern journalism and where it goes wrong or want to talk about how I can see what's happening on the inside of the industry, please feel free to reach out. Keep up the good work and thank you for all you've done in your communities. So that's cool.
That guy. Yeah, no, that guy needs to come on the show. I'll be sure to hop on that as soon as we're done here and get in touch with him. He, good for him to stand up for what's right. Because as we see, and really, no matter what profession, we see a lot of people, you know, going, you know, kind of just turning their head, going the other way, or just going with the flow, so they don't get any blowback. But it doesn't seem like he cares.
Yeah, so good for him, and we will definitely. I think that's a good locker room topic: is what happened to journalism.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, Ken, and I don't know if Ken wanted me to read his last name, but it does say, yes, it's my real last name. And it is literally a female body part. So I'll let you guys guess. It says, thanks for all you do. There needs to be a part 3, 4, or 5, or even a 6 if, on the QAnon and that POS Epstein. I am a former correctional officer, and in my current job, I work as a road supervisor for a public transit company in a city that has had 90 days of protesting. The DA just announced that he will not be prosecuting protesters, so it makes my job a little dangerous to reroute buses and to keep the riding public safe. I'll agree that your job is 100% more dangerous. With that being said, I won't complain about what I do. Thank you again for what you guys do, and your pod has helped a lot of us out there. Just to set the record straight, I left corrections due to working in a private prison that valued inmate morale over officer safety, which
I don't even know what to say about that.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's wild.
Yeah. I have a buddy in corrections and he's in federal corrections, and he's one of the people that's literally like, dude, I don't like, if I came in there and I talked about what goes on at work, you know, with how the officers are treated, how the place is being run, because I wouldn't have a job. So
it's wild. It's wild. It's not just in one state.
Yeah. So, and then we got this email. This is our last email. But his name is Avery. It says, hi, my name is Avery. My father is a retired cop firefighter as well as ex-army. Your podcasts help provide me a little bit of insight into what goes on in his head. He has severe PTSD, anxiety, and depression from his time. I also personally struggle with trauma disorders, anxiety, and depression. Your podcasts help bring me back from my episodes, and they help me laugh. I can't thank you enough for what you're doing. This helps me understand my father better, as he never talks about his experiences. He was an MP at Fort Leavenworth and has seen some effed up shit. This also helps me figure out how to help and talk to my father. Please continue making episodes. If you could read this in an upcoming episode, that would be amazing, and feel free to say my name. So that was Avery. That was our kind of our last email, but I thought that was very nice for him to send us that message, because that's one of the things we've tried to do, you know, for a long time, to make sure we could do that on this show. So.
Yeah. And like, not just with Avery, but you know, with anyone, if anyone's having any issues, like we say it on almost all our, not every episode, but on a lot of our episodes, they can always reach out, and we will link you guys up with anyone that you may need help from. We have, both between Tom and I and the guests that we have a lot of connections, and we've used them. And I know they're always more than willing. Or if you're just looking for some advice or just someone to talk to, like we say that all the time.
Right. So Matt was going to try and be here, but he had something already planned, and this was kind of like, this is John's window. So, but the Locker Room Podcast seems to be going well. We think you guys are really enjoying it. The way we're picking topics, honestly, is we do it on a rotating basis. So when it was my turn, I said, hey, what if we did it on QAnon? And then it was like, oh, we're going to have to do two parts. So the next one, Mark was picking the topic, and then when John's available, he'll pick a topic, blah, blah, blah. Or if there's something specific you guys want us to talk about, send it to us. You know, we can do the you know, tiny little dives into certain subjects when we get certain emails and whatnot from listeners on War Stories. But, you know, if you want us to do a bigger discussion, that's probably the best place for us to do it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And plus, like, having it, I know a lot of people, you know, like I said, we got a lot of feedback on the QAnon stuff. And I think in the end, we'll probably continuously be circling back to that.
Right. Updating. What's the latest?
Yeah.
Let's check in.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the people that do keep up on the stuff, things like that are always changing. Things are always getting posted. Things are always getting tweeted. Things are always getting messaged. Like, so that's always evolving into different avenues, but yeah, we definitely got to keep it on a rotation. If you guys got ideas, please hit us up with them.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, I heard your wife, a little birdie told me that your wife came back with killing more fish than you did.
In total for 4 days, I think we were at 30 fish combined. I hold the two largest. And, she just heard me say that. She said 40 fish and she beat me by one. However, I got to give credit where it's due.
Yeah.
I was outfished barely.
I said, when she told me that, I said he was probably equal parts pissed and proud.
Yeah, pretty much. It's more fun, like, you know, for everyone out there that's married or girlfriends or whatever. And like, when it's something that you love or enjoy doing, and then you see that person doing it and enjoying it, you know, it's cool.
Yeah, and she does. And I mean, how many guys are out there, their wives are like, you know, you're going fishing, and you have a wife that's like, not only am I going to go with you, but I'm going to kill it.
Yeah, ask her if she touched any of the fish that she caught.
Okay, that's funny. That's funny right there. okay. Well, I think we're going to kind of end there for this week. Yeah. We've got some cool stuff coming up. We've got, for those of you that have asked about the medics, we've got our first and best friend, medic James.
famous, he's coming. He's coming back. He's coming in hot.
The famous Darth Tater tattoo that you guys all got to see. He's coming back, and we're going to get some, we get some firefighters coming up. They're going to kind of take over. I think they're on a special firefighting task force. We've got some guests that have been suggested to us. And as I said, if you suggest a guest, I didn't mean to rhyme that, but, if you have contact information for them, it helps us a lot.
Yeah. Preferably, I mean, we're not going to just call random people we don't know, but, you know, like, preferably emails or like social media and things like that. Or you can have them hit us up I know that I've been talking to a command sergeant major, and he was basically, his info was forwarded to us, but before we can actually reach out to him, he actually hit us up. So, mm-hmm. you know, we've been going back and forth, and so that'll be coming up.
Yeah. So, we're happy to try that kind of stuff. Episodes like this, you know, that are just me and John, or if we have a guest that doesn't mind sharing their identity, we might start putting more videos out. The locker room, we're going to try and always do the YouTube videos so you can see us talking, because it's never, you know, it's not usually we have a guest. It's just me and you and a couple other people, you know, talking smack online. So
jaw-jacking.
Exactly. And that's, it's, you're going to hear a lot of different opinions. Like somebody's like, no, I like it when you interview. I'm like, yes, it's two different kinds of episodes. If you don't like the Monday episodes, or if you like the Monday episodes and you don't like the Thursday episodes, then that's cool. We don't, it's all good. We're just giving people what they asked for, which was we want more content, and we want you to talk about current events and things that are going on in the world right now. So
yeah,
that's what Thursdays are all about.
Hey, we're not just giving you dinner. We're giving you dinner and dessert.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, then if you want to get we still have some of the PT shorts and the Ranger panties left in the larger sizes. We have some extra larges left, maybe a couple of random different sizes. If you want to get hats, we'll post pictures as soon as they're available. Same thing with the patches. But the new t-shirts are already available on our website, and we still have some of the older tank tops and whatnot and t-shirts available as they become extinct. So we'll be giving some of those away. And until our next episode, come home with your shield or on it.